And now it's time for Back Talk. That's where we lift the curtain on what's happening in the Tell Me More blogosphere. Editor Ahmad Omar is back from his vacation. What do you have for us today, Ahmad?
All right, Michelle. Today we've got an exciting Olympic Back Talk. So we talked to quite a few Olympians before they competed in London at the Games, and we figured it'd be a good time to check out how they did. And Michelle, they didn't do too shabby.
Of course. We are the program of champions. Tell us the good news.
All right. You talked to Leo Manzano. He runs the 1,500 meters, also known as the metric mile. The U.S. hadn't won a medal in that event since the legendary Jim Ryan took silver back in 1968. But that all changed when Leo blew by a huge pack on the home straightaway and moved from near the back of the field to the medal podium. And I caught up with him on the phone from London yesterday.
I feel like I won the race. I mean, I feel like I won. You know, coming around that bend and then just blowing by everybody. I mean, pure excitement, joy, and I'm just thrilled that I was able to do that, and I'm so happy that my body could respond the way in that manner.
So Leo's run was the fastest an American has ever run the race in the Olympics, and he had some people to thank afterwards.
I just want to thank Michelle. I want to thank NPR and you for giving me this opportunity to do this interview. And again, I just want to thank my biggest sponsor, which is Nike.
I'm guessing he's going to get a few more sponsors now that he's made history, and he might not be the only person who wants to thank you, Michelle.
And why is that?
All right. You spoke with women's water polo goalie, Tomua Anai, and you also spoke with women's soccer player, Sydney LaRue. And yesterday, within a few minutes of each other, both teams took home gold for the USA.
Yay. Congratulations, ladies. And we should say that Sydney scored a goal in the quarterfinals against New Zealand that helped the U.S. team advance.
All right. Quick note, as of this morning, if Team Tell Me More were a country, we'd be 22nd place in gold medals won. That would put us tied with countries like Spain and Brazil, just ahead of Canada.
Food for thought for anybody trying to make it big in Brazil for the 2016 Games. Give us a call. Thank you, Ahmad.
Thank you, Michelle.
And I should tell you that there are a number of stories that we covered this week where there were new developments that we didn't have time to tell you about. So if you visit us online, we'll put that information there. Just go to npr.org/tellmemore. Remember, you can also call our comment line at 202-842-3522 to talk about any of the stories we've covered. And you can find us on Twitter. Just look for Tell Me More NPR.